The question man is here with another stack of mail in which there are questions to which he will offer the answer, I hope. How do you feel today, Mr.
All right, Washington? Let's get to the mail quickly.
All right, here's the first one from a man in Massapequa, Long Island. He says, my friend and I are having a fight. How can I win as he's much bigger than I am?
I'm afraid it was Bill Terry in 1933.
Here's another one from all the way down in New Bern, North Carolina, from a lady who writes, my friend and I are having a fight. Did the United States ever have a woman president?
No, I believe it was in the late 1800s at the Delaware Water Gap.
A young married couple, Mr. Question Man, from Philadelphia, writes, we're having an argument. What kind of a guy was Francis Scott Key?
I'm afraid that your friend lost that argument. No, that's the Amazon River.
A pupil in junior high school 93 in Brooklyn, New York, writes, my teacher and I have a bet. Did Eli Whitney or Elvis Presley invent the cotton gin?
No, three cities. Paris, Rome, and London.
And a nice lady in Duluth, Minnesota, writes, I like your voice, Mr. Question Man. Can I come up and meet you sometime?
Oh, I'm afraid you won that argument. You can tell your friend that it flows northeastward and empties into the Atlantic Ocean at Newburyport.
And there's a second part to this question, P.S., Mr. Question Man.
Ted Williams.
Finally, a Marine in Camp Lejeune writes to ask, what time of the year does the yellow-shafted flicker molt?
Cumulus clouds, always.
So we hope that the Question Man has answered some of the problems bothering you listeners. If you have any, send them along. Next time, he will answer such questions as, I know how tall Mount Everest is in feet, but how many inches high is it?